She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner.
Back at it here on a Tuesday. Good to have you here. I just posted on Facebook on the Steve Gribbers Show, are you willing to get and carry a vaccine passport? It's been up there 5 minutes. We've got 150 comments. It's just exploding. Are you willing to get and carry a vaccine passport? We were just talking about it. And we heard from Dr. Naomi Wolf saying this is the most dangerous possible thing. Microsoft scheming to see how they can attach to it. And joining me now to talk about it, the executive producer of this program, Ivy, is on the line. Ivy, welcome to it.
Good morning, Steve. Pleasure to be here. And I just have to say, Alex, great choice of an opening song.
He's so good.
He's a winner. Hey.
Yeah. And there you go. And good to have you. It's been a while. I'm glad you had the availability in your schedule. But let me ask you about these vaccine passports being bandied about as the idea being put forth by Bill Gates, being put forth by governors. And make no mistake, even if the White House denies it, they're thinking about how do we do this so they can collect all of this information. What is your reaction?
I find it really troubling, Steve. I think that around the world, you're going to see a push for this, you know, especially if you look to our northern friends in Canada. You know, they're very locked down, more so than states like Michigan. And so, hey, you know, if you have a vaccine passport, you can come on in. And I think you've been asking this question for the last many days. And what do you believe? And first and foremost, I believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And from that, I believe that I have God-given rights to live a free life. And when we talk about these vaccine passports, I think it really, and if we look back in the past year, it makes us realize what life would be like, especially when we live in the United States of America, what those freedoms being taken away look like. And, you know, and that's very troubling as we continue down this road of mandates and regulation. And when COVID-19 hit and we all locked down, the world was in gridlock. And it makes you really think about how much freedom are we really willing to give up? And how much freedom have we already given up?
A tremendous amount.
In being compliant and trying to do the right thing.
I mean, we all took it seriously, Ivy, when it began. I think there's no question about that. But you point out the same way that apparently thousands, millions of people feel, which is trying to demand a mechanism, whether you call it a vaccine passport or a national ID or whatever you call it, trying to demand a mechanism so they can keep information on you, on me, on everyone. It's a tumble down a deep, dark rabbit hole that I don't want. And clearly you don't want, and millions of Americans do not want, yet there are too many among us that are too willing to say, oh, sure, whatever. And that frightens me, too.
Sure. And many of us have never lived without freedom before. And many of us have never seen what China is really like or what some of these other places, these other countries are really like, these oppressive countries. And so we have no idea what it would actually mean for you and I and the rest of, you know, everyone in this wonderful country. And I think we all fear condemnation and the ramifications for not wearing a mask, for keeping your business open, you know, and defying lockdown orders. I think there are a few that are brave and that are willing to do that. But you asked me a question once, if I lived during the time of Nazi Germany, and would I be one of those people that would turn in the Jews because it was the law? And it really made me pause and think about, what if I did live during that time and what would I have done? And I found this woman who is a survivor of the Holocaust. And I want you to hear what she has to say about these mask mandates and the lockdowns. And that's Bite 12.
I am, in fact, a survivor of the Holocaust. And the first thing I have to tell you, that even then, nobody told us it was done for our own good. We all knew what was happening. When I think today, when I see people masked, I think of the Yellow Star, which gave everybody liberty to aggress me, to insult me, to call me a carrier of disease,
oh, my love,
to spit on me even. I would like to tell you that this is worse. It is more insidious. It concerns more people.
Wow.
And Steve, I want you to think about how profound that statement just was, that this is worse, the lockdowns and the mask mandates, because of how far-reaching it is. And I want to continue, Bite 13.
There is a hypocrisy in the public narrative that is absolutely unbearable, to say that we're doing this to protect the old. I would love to die in a state that gives me freedom to live in here.
I would love to live and die for freedom.
Yeah, live in a state that has freedom. Real quick, go ahead.
I have already outstayed my welcome by many years, and my life expectancy is probably not great, but I would gladly exchange this for the lives and livelihoods and happiness of generations that come after me.
It's incredible.
And there you are.
That's incredible stuff. I don't think she outstayed her welcome. I think she's here for a reason. But
I agree. You
laid it out very well. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she's 93 years old. She's a Holocaust survivor. She says what's happening now with the mask mandates and the lockdowns and the directions and the control being taken by governments, not just in Germany this time in the 1930s, but worldwide, puts us in a much worse position. Ivy, great stuff. Greatly appreciate you being here. I take it you say no to the vaccine passport.
Absolutely not. And I ask all of you, what would you do? And I would push back very hard against this.
Good having you as always. Ivy is the executive producer of The Steve Gruber Show. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. Drop us a note. She'll see it as well. stevegruber.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.